This idea of better together. Better together. And one of the things we're going to learn as we walk through these weeks together is we're finding out how we're better together, not just as a community, but better together according to His Word. I have a song. We may play it later at the end of the sermon. I'm not sure. It was put out in 2005 by Brooks and Dunn, and it's just entitled Simply Believe. And the guy that is in the video, if you get a chance to see it, as a young boy that goes down the neighborhood to an older man that lived by himself, and mom would send him down there to probably just get him out of the house a little bit. And this old man, they got to strike up a wonderful relationship. He ran out of papers? Okay. They struck up a wonderful relationship, and he found out that this old man had served in the Navy. He had lost his wife and his baby, and the kid asked him, says, how do you get through this life without just, you know, losing your mind? And I thought it was so interesting, I had to write down the chorus here. He says, I want to see my son and my wife in a little while. And he says, what do you mean? That sounds crazy. He says, I raise my hands, I bow my head. I'm finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me there's more to life than what I can see. I believe. I love that song. In fact, I'm just a big country fan. Some of you may have seen our picture on Facebook this week. You know, I got the hat, got the boots. Now I'm ready for the pickup truck. And so is Grant here today? I don't see Grant here. If you guys can help me, I'm trying to buy Grant's pickup truck, okay? See if he'll make me a deal on that pickup. I need a pickup truck. But my wife and I, we're both country. We lived in Texas for a while. We love country. I mean, we even love animals and horses, and we even love the smell of the stalls. Is that crazy or what? You know, just get a little bit of that stuff on your boot and enjoy life. You know, that's just us. In fact, honey, I want to give you something this morning. In July, there's this little thing out in Wyoming called Frontier Days, and I found us a couple tickets. On Friday night, they've got Rascal Flatts. That's on the... I'm not lying. She was asking last night, what are you doing in the other room? This is what I was doing there. Rascal Flatts are on the 20th, and Josh Turner's on the 21st. So there you go.
Oh, my man.
I'm not even in the doghouse. It's fun to do that when you're not in the doghouse. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, absolutely. So today we're talking about better together, and the theme is this. There you go. Anyway, we're talking about submitting. And if you look at these different weeks, you'll see the progression that's going along. I think the one this morning is probably one of the most important ones. It affects all of us. It affects all of us. Let's go to the next slide. This is a slide we've shown every week. And I'd like us to read this. This is from Christine Kane. Wonderful Christian lady. If you ever get to read any of her material, powerful, powerful teaching. But I love what she, this was a tweet that we found like last fall. And I'm like still using it and still just letting it soak in. Let's read this together. Would you join me? We aren't meant to go through life alone. This life journey is long. And that's why God created us to live connected to one another. I always find it beneficial to be surrounded by people who can encourage me while also holding me accountable. We are all better together. That's the focus. And today it's about submitting to each other. Now this is a hard subject because if you look at it in just kind of a milquetoast way, it's all about you get what you want, I get what I want, I hope you get your thing, you get me help me get my thing. It's not like that. To go to the dictionary, the word submit means basically that we are yielding to an authority. We're yielding to an authority. And there are other ways to look at submit, like submitting a bill or submitting an idea, things of that nature. But the focus today is this idea of this thought of submitting to each other, to yield oneself to the authority or will of another. I want us to look at three pictures today. And the first one, there are three pictures, structures, relationships, and God. Structures, relationships, and God. The first thing is, in life, we are called to submit to different structures. A scripture I want to use to look at that, I'll read it if you want to just follow along. When Jesus had finished saying these, I'll start at verse 6, there it is. So Jesus went with them. Before they arrived at the house, the officer sent some friends to say, Lord, don't trouble yourself by coming to my home. I am not worthy of such an honor. The backstory of this, Jesus had taught what was called the Sermon on the Plain. In the book of Matthew, it's called the Sermon on the Mount. In Luke, it's called the Sermon on the Plain because it's at a different location, same teaching. If you only had Matthew 5, 6, and 7, you could get through life on those three books of the Bible. That's like everything you ever want to know about living a life, especially a life for Jesus. It's in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. In Luke chapter 6, he picks up this theme, and we're getting into chapter 7, but he's just delivered that message, and they're in Capernaum, and I've been there. It's a pretty amazing place, and probably in the place that they're talking about. There was a Roman centurion who had loved the Jews and respected the Jews so much that he had even built a synagogue for the Jews. I think we've been in that synagogue, if memory serves me, right there in Capernaum. So what's happened is this Roman centurion comes and he sends a message to Jesus and says, I have a servant who is no longer well. He's probably going to die. Can you come and heal him? So Jesus hears about this and he starts to go. And before he gets there, he says, Lord, don't trouble yourself by coming to my home. I'm not worthy of an honor. I'm not even worthy to come and meet you. Just say the word. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. Now, this scripture, some will take and say, that's a scripture about great faith. Well, I like that thought, but let's go to the next slide. Because what he says here, I know this because I am under the authority. I submit to my superior officers, and I have authority, or I have people who submit to me, soldiers. I only need to say, go and they go, come and they come. If I say to them, my slaves do this, they do it. Jesus heard this, and now we get some letters written in red. I tell you, I've never seen such faith in all of Israel. And when they went, returned to the house, they found the slave was completely healed. The reason I share this is because there's a structure in place here in the military. Some of you have served in the military. Dan Kaufman is fresh out of the military, and he understands the structure, the protocol. You have people that are above you, that you follow their lead. You have people that are under there. It's that structure. And if everybody follows the structure, it works. It works very well. The same thing happens. All of us this morning were programmed to follow a certain structure coming to church. Many of us obeyed the speed limit coming down the highway. Most of us were submitting to that sign on the side of the road that said 55 or 40 or whatever it said. Many of us are subject to that sign that's that octagon shape that says stop or yield or whatever. We have those measures in place, those checks and balances in our lives. We have law enforcement people, jails, judges, state police, sheriff's department, local police. They all help maintain that structure. And so the Roman centurion understood, as he had great faith, he also understood that he was somebody in the structure. In the school, we have structures. Students respect the teachers. Teachers respect administrators. Administrators respect the superintendent. The superintendent respects the school board. The school board listens to the community. A lot of us respect the bus driver, you know? And everybody respects and submits to, can you guess one person you got to submit to at the school? Anybody want to take a guess? Who? What? Anybody? Not the coach, although you need to. Anybody else?
Nurse.
The nurse? That's close. That's close, yeah. But there's still one even higher. There's still one. Even when I was a kid, you respected and submitted to that person. The cafeteria lady. Oh. Okay. Have you got your cell phones this morning? Okay, Brenda Lane. I've just already put this text in. I'm ready to send it. Talking about you this morning, it's all good, all right? And if you want, anybody else want to text Brenda, let me give you her information, okay? Anybody want to text Brenda right now? Get your cell phone. Is it 748? You ready? 748-1211, okay? I wish we could put that on the screen. 748-1211. Everybody respects the cafeteria lady. When I was a kid in elementary school, this is why I was such a pudgy kid going through school, because the cafeteria, I'd come through the cafeteria lady, I was always so nice to her, and I got extra. It worked. The same thing in junior high and in high school. Sometimes it even works when you go through a buffet somewhere. 748, still texting, 748-1211. I'll give you that number one more time. Everybody respects that person. And Stephanie Dickinson's in there as well. So you might want to text Stephanie. She's here this morning. We all respect the cafeteria lady, you know? So anyway, these are structures that are in place. I watch it during basketball season as I watch the team, our team and other teams, as they follow the lead of the coach. Now, there are some of us up in the stands, myself being guilty, that think, oh, what if the coach could have called that player? But you know what? The coach is much more experienced And so I submit to him as the leader of that team, and each one of those players submits to him as a player on the team. There are those structures of submitting one to another. When you go to a store, you respect that store by not taking things out of the store without paying for them. You respect the checker, and you're not on your cell phone while you're checking out. You respect the checker as you pay for those items. When you go to a restaurant, you respect the person who's serving you. You honor that person with a generous tip. You respect them, and they tell the cook, and everybody's happy, and you pay as you leave. There are structures in place where we are submitting and respecting structures. Another area is the area of relationships. Relationships. Scripture I found over in fact, the main scripture they would give us is over in Ephesians chapter 5. The scripture starts here with verse 22, but let me read you verse 21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. It says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body, the church. Had a friend in Dell City, his name was Dennis. He would always walk around and say, honey, what does that Ephesians 5:22 say? She just rolled her eyes. I think he died in his sleep one night. At a very young age. Very young age. And it says, husbands, this means that you should love your wives. See, it says, wives, submit to the husbands as unto Jesus. That means, you know, honor the husband as the head. But notice what it says to the husbands. Husbands, not only honor your wives, give your life for her. Lay it out there for her. Just as Jesus, and we celebrated communion a while ago, just as Jesus laid out his life for the church, we need to be willing to lay out our lives for our wife. Powerful concept. See, here's the problem is this is one little picture in the relationship thing, but relationships happen in all different areas. Relationships happen at work. And we have those relationships, whether it be our superior at work or a coworker at work, and we submit in all different directions. We submit, we respect, we honor those all around us. So what does it happen if, and the problem is if some people can't get along at work and then they wonder why they're frustrated, are you respecting, are you submitting to your coworkers? Our society has changed to where people, they want their rights so badly. I feel like over the last several years, there's just been this chipping away of this idea because people have gotten so much into their rights that they're not willing to submit. Not willing to submit. I even heard something yesterday that they just don't want to submit, okay? Here's the deal. Whether we are in a structural system or a relationship system, we're called to submit. And another word for that is to obey, to yield, to give honor to those around us. Husbands, wives, wives, husbands. Another scripture we see, I think that's the next slide possibly, is parents and children. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. I've sat down with kids, including my own, and I've looked at them square in the eye and said, whether or not you honor me, you will honor your mom. In fact, one of them, and I probably shouldn't tell you this, I told them I would kill them. I said, you will honor your mom or I will take you out. And I believe that. They're called to respect. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on earth. That's what the Bible says. And then it says this, and I've probably gotten in trouble in this one. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up in the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. I shouldn't have included that part. But it is true. There are these relationships that are based on honor and respect and submission and obedience. These relationships all around us. If we would stop operating, the problem is we're operating out of selfish modes. You know? We're operating out of a selfish mode. Submission as it relates to structures, that's one thing. Relationships. The only way we can pull this off is the last point, and that's this: submission to God. That's the only way. When I look at my wife and my children, the way that I submit to them and the way that I honor them is based on my submission to God. If I submit to someone out of my own selfishness, that's not submission. That's the old, I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back. That's not submission. That's just playing games. What he calls us in life to do is ultimately submit to him. Submit to him. Let's see what that scripture says. It says, humble yourself before God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. Come close to God. He will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you Lord, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter, gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. Submission, placing ourselves under his authority, submitting to God. There are two things that go with that. One is the idea of salvation. It's just submitting myself to him. The scripture says this in Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. That's the best submission I can give in my life. In fact, if I am submitted to Jesus and my wife is submitted to Jesus, which we are submitted to each other out of our submission to Jesus. Does that make sense? That's the deal. That's how this is pulled off. It's not just this game that's going horizontally. There is a vertical relationship that's happening that I'm submitted to him, she's submitted to him. And so guess what? We get along so much better. So much better. And I don't lay awake at night and worry about, is this right or is this wrong? What would Janie think? I think about, what does Jesus think? What does God think about this? How am I submitted to him? And I've given up on, and I'll just say this publicly this morning. I'm just kind of off the rails here. I've given up on that statement, happy wife, happy life. Okay? Can I just tell you how sad that sounds? That really is sad, you know? Here's the state of truth. If I live for Jesus and she lives for Jesus, life will work out a little bit better. But if I'm living for myself and she's living for herself and we're worried about each other, we're in trouble. So it's happy walk with him. It's that salvation. And then the next thing is this, obedience. To learn more about him. To learn more about him. What does that look like? Well, in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus gave his disciples this call to go and make disciples. That's what that obedience looks like. And learning more about him along the journey. That's what that obedience looks like. You see the scripture, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, stands in the way of sinners, sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. Those who love God submit to him through a life that seeks to know him better. Meditating on him day and night. So that's it. That's the focus today. This idea that if we have these structures in place we submit to, but more than that in our relationships, but ultimately the only way those two work is if we are submitting ourselves to God. I have something this morning. I'm going to have Joe help me on this one, okay? Where's Dan? Dan, where are you, Dan? Come on up, Dan. And Joe, if you'll help me. I want to give one of these to each of the players that are here today. Last week, Joe, here, go ahead, sir, if you would. And each of the players can have one of these. We gave these out to the kids at school that come to Good News Crew, and I thought it'd be great to just get some more and give them to the players. Probably a lot of these guys, and give them to Coach, and I see Coach Zickraff is here as well. Give him one. Or any of the coaches or helpers here today? Okay. Just make sure they each get one. And we have more of these we'll be getting and sharing with others as well. But the thing I love about this, you remember Pastor Bob who was here last week and talked about this? Pastor Bob, let me just kind of give you a little bit of his story, has been to Cuba and has seen hundreds and thousands of people come to faith in Jesus. Now, to me, this thought is more than just give them a Bible, tell them the scripture. It's a life that is being changed and molded. In fact, I've been walking with Jesus since May of 78, and my life is still continually being changed and molded. Does that make sense? Still a work in progress. But if you have, guys, you can just even walk through this with me if you would. It just says here in this first tab, and this is the great thing. This is a wonderful translation, New American Standard, New Testament, which we spend most of our time there anyway, and I'm learning to spend my time in the 89 chapters of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It says here in Romans, first tab says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We understand, none of us is perfect. None of us is perfect. We all have issues. We all make mistakes. There is sin in this world. If you don't believe there's sin in the world, try to grab French fries from McDonald's away from a two-year-old, okay? Try to snatch the French fries away from the two-year-old. I'm still trying to work a blanket away from our four-year-old grandson. And it still is his blanket, he says. But there's just all kinds of stuff like that. Selfishness abounds. And so what he's telling us, Paul says, you know what? We're in this boat, and it's a messy situation. And he says, you know what, if we continue that lifestyle and we go down a path of disobedience and rebellion and selfishness, number two, he says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life in Jesus, our Lord. You back up a little bit, there's a third tab that says, God demonstrates his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's why we celebrate communion, as that reminder that Jesus has paid for our sins. I'm not just calling out the ball team this morning. This is for all of us. This is for all of us. We just didn't have enough Bibles to go around, but this is for all of us this morning, gang. And then he says this in Ephesians chapter 2. That's tab number 4. He says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no man or no one may boast. We get confused thinking if we do enough good things to help enough people through life, that gets us through life in a wonderful way and kind of just translates us on into eternity. And if that person with all their works doesn't make it to heaven, nobody's going to make it. You know, I thought it was interesting in that song, Believe, where he talks to that man, old man Wrigley, in the song. He said, I bow my head, I raise my hands. He knows. He's reading those words that are written in red. He knows about Jesus. He knows about Jesus. That's why. That's why. We understand by grace we've been saved. And then number 5 is this, and it's my favorite. He says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. It's about believing in our heart that Jesus is really the one. The Bible says he's the way, the truth, the life. We just say he's the one. He is the one. Amen. He's our focus. That's why it comes back to that idea of submission, submitting. We submit, and he said it in Ephesians 5:20, we submit out of reverence and submission to Jesus, out of our commitment to Jesus. In the back, I love this part. There's all kinds of scripture references and teachings that say, hey, you know what? Once you understand this, once you say, hey, Jesus, I want you in my life, now begins the journey. It's a journey of prayer and reading and getting with other Christians and encouraging each other and supporting each other. And sometimes the Christian life is a mess. It's a mess. Just because we accept and start living for Jesus doesn't mean everything's going to be, you know, unicorns and rainbows. There are some weeks it's not. It's the worst week ever. But the good news is we're not alone. That's why I wanted you to have this, guys, because we're not alone as we live and serve him. On the back of this Bible, you'll see a prayer. We're going to put it up on the screen. And, you know, I think it would be great, whether or not you've ever said this before or done this before, this is a prayer just to say, Jesus, you're in charge. Would it be okay if all of us stand this morning? Would you all stand with me? We're going to just pray this prayer. I'm going to pray this prayer. I want you to pray it with me. And just as we say these words, would you just let it roll around in your mind? That this is something not just for a moment, but this is something for a lifetime. This is a transition. This is a transformation. This is a change in my life. Let's read this together. Would you join me? Lord, I know I am a sinner, but I thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for my sin and rose on the third day so that my sins could be forgiven and I can be with you forever. Thank you for loving me. I'm ready to follow you and give my life to you. Please help me along the way. Allow me to know you better each day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's bow our heads together while Lorraine plays. And I want to ask you this morning, is there anything in your life you'd just like to come and pray about? You know, just as she's playing and we're just listening along, anything you want to come pray about, you can join us at the altar this morning. You can sit on the front pew. You can stay right where you're at. But just, this is a moment of response. Maybe you have a need in your life. I know we have a lady that's in the hospital down in Indianapolis, Deb. We want to be praying for her. Maybe you have a loved one. When I saw Brenda Sarah come in this morning, I thought about, you know, we need to pray for Dennis Kurtz, her brother-in-law. And there are others we need to pray for today. Maybe you have a need in your life, or maybe you just want to come and say, Jesus, I need your help. I just need your help. I just need your help. Jesus, I want you to lead my life. Maybe you want to just come and pray that prayer. Jesus, I want you to lead me. I need help. I'm a mess. You can be a child. You can be a teen. You can be an adult. You can be a senior adult. And come and pray that prayer. I need you to lead my life. Maybe this morning you want to come and pray for others who need a touch today. You know, it's so important that we as a community be that. We have a responsibility as a community to pray for other families, to pray for the youth, to pray for the senior adults. As a community, we have that it's just why we exist. As Christine Kane said in that little tweet I put on your paper there, we're not designed to live alone. We're in community. And we are so much better when we function as community. And maybe this morning you just feel like you want to be more responsible for the community. You want to come and pray for, whether it be coming to pray for Selma or for Parker or for Winchester or Bluntsville, LeSantville, Muncie, Cowan. Maybe you just want to come and pray for these communities. It's our importance. It's important for us to do this. We have a responsibility. Is there anything you want to come pray about? Do you just need forgiveness and help with? Come and pray. How is submission working in your life? Submission to Jesus, submission to the authority, the relationships in your life, and submission to the structures. How is that working? To come and pray and just say, Lord, help me to submit like I need to submit. I promise you, as you submit to God and the structures around and the relationships, that God will bless you richly with His presence. In the back of that book we gave you, guys, it says He will bless you with His Holy Spirit. And that's the assurance all of us in this sanctuary have today. As we submit, He blesses us with Himself. That's good news. That's good news. Lord, we're so grateful for the news today that You bless us with Yourself. Father, minister to the needs around us today. Be with Deb in the hospital there in the city. Be with others. We think of Dennis today and others that need a touch from You today. Every time we see Greg and Kathy come in, we think about praying for his sister-in-law, bringing her to You. We think about Dave Lephart today. We think about Don Lephart today. As we see Gerald come in each week, we think about Gerald and just so many other needs around us, Jesus. We think about those unable to be here today because of sickness, and we pray for them. Jerry, who's unable to be here, and others, Jesus. Be with us through this week, Lord. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.